Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Todd Christopher, filling in for Brett Gibson, who's been filling in for Mike Cornell. Brett asked us, while he and Ken are gone in Las Vegas for a business trip, to share our backstories. Now, yesterday you heard Brian's. Honestly, I struggled with what story of mine to tell, my radio journey or my life story. Both are too long to effectively tell in less than 3 minutes, so I thought, why don't we start at the beginning? My story begins in a town just north of Milwaukee called Cedarburg. I lived there with my mom Elaine, grandma, grandpa, and my aunt and uncle, all in the same house. And that's right, there's no dad in the picture. I never really knew him. I did get a chance to see him later in life, but essentially I grew up in a single-parent home as an only child. My love of music really came from my mom, who had cassettes, 8-tracks, and vinyl. I soaked it all in as a kid. Mostly easy listening. Andy Williams, Neil Diamond, The Carpenters, country artists like Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash, Simon and Garfunkel, the Everly Brothers, and Elvis Presley, and so much more. She really had an eclectic collection. When I was 7, my mom and I moved to Waukesha, Wisconsin. In 1973, my mom became a believer during our time there, and we started going to Elmbrook Church, where I heard the gospel for the first time from the pastor there, Stuart Briscoe. I remember one day my mom came home with an 8-track tape of a group called Andrea Crouch and the Disciples. Well, that was my first exposure to Christian music. I wore that tape out. My mom started noticing my love for music and got me involved in singing lessons at 8 years old and guitar at 10, both of which I'm still doing today. I have a great memory of one of my babysitters who went to Elmbrook. I still remember her name, Rosemary. One night she asked me if I wanted to accept Jesus into my heart. Now, what I heard was that Jesus wanted to live in my heart and forgive all my sins, and that one day I would be in heaven with him forever. That was something I wanted. I didn't fully understand it, but I wanted it. Now, I also remember debating between watching the TV show 8 is Enough that night or giving my life to Jesus. 8 is Enough would have to wait. Speaking of waiting, we'll have to wait until next time when I'll share the rest of my story. But you're probably starting to see why I got into radio. I always tell people that it wasn't really engineering or the technical side of radio, even though I do find it interesting. I got into radio because of my love for music and the power that I know music has to impact a life, especially when it's Christian music. But that's a God story for another time. For the Manager's Desk, on behalf of Brett and Mike, I'm Todd Christopher.